We are so honored and blessed that you are with us. We have a couple of amazing segments coming up. We've got Camille Hayes and Lauren Michaels Harris also. And today we are going to do a special edition, and we are talking relationships of all kinds. As you know, Dr. Tranquility Talks, Conscious Dating and Relationships of All Kinds is the original name for this show. And we are going to be speaking with Ki Chan of Alpha Nut Marketing, and it's just going to be an amazing show. So we are so honored and blessed that you can be with us and that we have you here today. If you have any questions, feel free to text them in at 212-920-1603. I will do my best to bring you in or to answer your question, and it should be just a great show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Welcome, and tonight we're going to kick off our show with one of our favorite segments, and it's Camille Hayes from 212 Connections. It's always so exciting to have her in the house. Hey, Camille, how are you?
How are you?
I can't hear you, sweetie.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Say something.
Hello, can you hear me? Let me log back on.
Try coming back in. Yeah, she's going to try to come back on, and we're looking forward to having her. We love Camille, and we want to be able to hear her, so we will be right back.
Application of its kind. We've launched Money for Likes on iOS and Google Play. This app will allow all content creators, artists, videographers, and digital artists, just to name a few, to post their content and receive likes. We call Money Likes. Likes that are monetized. That's right, content creators will receive money transferable to their bank account, PayPal, and Venmo. Download the app, make a $10 in-app purchase, you'll receive 1,000 money likes to give your favorite content creator and post your content and receive likes that matter. Download the app today on iOS or Google Play.
And we are going to try to bring in Camille Hayes again, 212 Connections. Hello, love. Oops.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good,
now.
Good.
Yay!
So how are you?
So what you got for us tonight, babe?
Well, so I wanted to talk about the differences between dating somebody more younger, more impressionable, versus dating somebody that's older and more set in their ways, and the charms of both of them. However, I did want to talk about my dating experience, dating somebody that's older. It's very different. It's a lot more mature and stable, I'd have to say. Yes. I'm excited to travel and get to know him a little bit more. But I do appreciate the difference in dating somebody older, because they're teaching me so many lessons about privacy. And I've actually taken a break from Instagram, and I feel like my happiness level has escalated because of that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
So I really feel like there's actually, you know, there's a lot of people who like look down on people who are dating with an age difference of 10 years or more.
Yes.
However, I find that sometimes it works, because the mixing of generations, you teach each other a little bit more. Like, I feel like I'm teaching him how to have fun, whereas he has all these responsibilities and all these, you know, these stressors from kids and job and obligations, where, you know, I'm bringing kind of 0% baggage here. But he's also like the more stable one, more comfortable with who he is. And there's all kinds of benefits to that.
Yes, all kinds.
So
it's wonderful to date an older man, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely treat you a little bit different. They're less selfish and more attuned with like what makes you happy and wanting to please you. And it's actually been a lot different than my past couple of dating experiences, and a lot better. And he even threw out the Peter Pan. Yeah.
How would you say it differs?
So it's kind of like our conversation from last night. I mean, he's not playing any games. I mean, everything that he says is what he actions. And that is like really important to me, is that, whenever people are promising things to you and saying these things, it really matters that their word is, you know, their integrity, and that they own up to it and they action it. I've had a lot of people come in and out of my life just because they promise all these great things and they've never actioned on it. So it's somewhat of a relief to find somebody that's matching up with words and action. So
that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
So I hear that you're doing something big in the near future.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to go to St. Thomas. So I'll get to film next week.
You'll be coming to us live from St. Thomas.
Yes. I'll have some nice vitamin D, and I'll feel refreshed, because, you know, it's so hard here in New York during the winter.
I know, it's brutal. And we've had a brutal winter this year.
Yeah. And I mean, except for dating, I'd have
you
to say.
Fun.
Yeah. I mean, I know we were really not wanting to go there with the whole COVID dating, because everybody's kind of touched on it. But I mean, for me, it's been pleasurable, because people are not going out to the club, and, you know, Peter Panning is often, and people are taking this pandemic seriously and like really figuring out who they are and what they want out of another person. And they're also realizing if the clubs aren't open, a lot of my friends and a lot of my, you know, love interests, they're not going to be available. So
right.
People are a lot more serious.
Yeah, I think they are. They're nesting.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Exactly.
This, the pandemic has either brought people together or it's completely separated them.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like it changed up my, you know, whole routine and, you know, my lifestyle, and that opened me up to meeting more mature, dateable people.
More available.
So, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, yeah. I'm so happy for you, and we love following you around. And we're going to definitely stay tuned to find out how St. Thomas went and what new adventures Miss Camille Hayes and her 212 Connections has for us.
Yes, and once I get my website, I'll share that with everybody.
Good.
I'm still redoing everything, so it could be another week or two.
Good, but for now, people can find you where?
On Instagram, HYS Camille. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, Camille, we loved having you, and we will see you back here next week.
Yes. All right, bye, everybody.
Bye. And we will be right back. And we're coming back with Ki Chan from Alpha Knot Marketing. And we told you in the beginning that this show is all about conscious dating and relationships of all kinds. So when we come back with Ki, we're going to talk about the relationship between the hypnotherapist and the marketer. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility for Lifted Infused Teas, that is at LFTD Infused Teas, found on Facebook and Instagram. Lifted Infused Teas are amazing. They are created with premium alcohol and cannabis, so you don't have that groggy, hungover feeling the next day. You know what I'm talking about. They come in an array of exotic flavors. Six with premium alcohol and six alcohol-free. Among my favorites are the mango peach and one that was created with me in mind, Tranquilaze. That is at LFTD Infused Teas on Facebook and Instagram. I've got my Tranquilaze. Have you got yours?
And so we are back and we are bringing Ki Chan. He is an amazing person. I've had the of working with him and getting to know him a little bit over just the past month, really. But he is a very conscientious. I love the way he works. I'm thrilled to tell you about Alpha Knot Marketing. And when he comes on, he's just going to be the most amazing person. And I know you guys are going to love him. And so we're going to bring him in now. Hello, Ki. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Lydia. How are you?
I'm well. You're coming from Hong Kong.
That's right.
So let's tell everyone a little bit about you. You're a business coach who assists hypnotherapists to grow their businesses. You've worked with over 40 hypnotherapists in the US, UK, and Canada, and the UAE. You decided to work with hypnotherapists because of a personal experience. Your mission is to share alternative and drugless therapies to more people and spread the word. And then we're going to get into some questions. So first of all, tell us, what was the impetus for you to form Alpha Knot Marketing?
Yeah, Lydia, that's a good question. I started Alpha Knot Marketing because of a personal connection with hypnotherapy. I used to suffer from social anxiety a year ago, and I tried many things. I tried psychotherapy, I tried medicine, and it didn't work. And I felt hopeless. I was scared to go out and even talk to anyone. And I was desperate. I don't know what to do. And so I did a lot of meditation. And because of this, I learned about hypnotherapy. And I had one session of hypnotherapy, and then I see some improvements. And then I was like, okay, it's working. I need to follow through because I understand great things take time. And so I had the full four sessions help hypnotherapy. And bam, my anxiety, I overcame my anxiety. And so I know how powerful hypnotherapy is. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to use my skill sets to help hypnotists out there to get more clients, because so many people need help And I want to share this amazing drugless natural therapy to more people. And that's why I've been doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing. And it's hard to wear the hypnotherapist hat and then also wear the marketer hat. So this is why what you do is so beneficial. I know even with PR, when I bounce back and forth, there are different caps that you have to put on when you're doing these different tasks. How long does it take for the, I know you've said that you can guarantee at least 30 client signups with your program. How long does it take to actually see those signups?
That's a good question, and it is a tough question as well, because I must be honest and to say that our results differs, and it differs cities to cities, and there's many things as a marketer we have to test the copy, the creative, the promotion, and so it's a tough question. How should I say it? So by the end of the month, I would guarantee at least 30 signups, and if not more. And as time goes on, the quality of these signups would get better, because we are targeting people who have showed interest in the past, and they just get better results.
Yes, I know it's it varies greatly. And I know in PR, we always tell people 90 days. really get rolling. You'll see some activity before that, of course, but it takes 90 days to truly get in the cycle and your name gets out there and things start to happen.
I agree, yes.
I want to also ask you, what is the interesting thing about the hypnotherapist that you worked with? What was something that was interesting about them?
So yeah, I recall a really interesting guy, hypnotherapist called Mark. So he wears many hats. He is an actor. He does improv, and he does many things. And he even tried doing his own Facebook advertisement. And he relocated in a desert city where there's no one else. I think the whole town only got 70,000 people, and it's really few. And so. His Facebook ad didn't work out. So he reached out to me, and then we decided to work together. And, and then with my system, I managed to send him 30, interested signups, within 30 days. And many of the signups become his clients. And we worked with actually 3 months, and he has got the results, and he has built his client base and a network of this new location he relocated in. So it's really interesting.
That's so fascinating. So yeah, how did you come to form AlphaNet Marketing? How did it start?
How did it start? Yeah, so I always wanted to, because I always have been interested in technology and always fascinated by the automation. So I always want to make everything very simple. So and actually the system I have built, it's I use a lot of automation. So for example, when people like sign up and the hypnotist get a notifications when people, and then the people who sign up gets automated warm-up text before we call them. And so it's all automated, and we try to make everything so simple. Even people who don't know technology can use it.
Wonderful. And I'm sure they will as soon as they find out about you. Can you tell me a little bit about where you're located at the moment?
Yes. I'm located in Hong Kong. And I went to school in Madison, Wisconsin. It was so cold there. And I'm glad I relocated back in Hong Kong. It's warmer. So that's where I'm in right now.
Now, Yes. Well, that's fascinating. I've always wanted to go to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. You know, and I never made it. But tell us a little bit about your team there at Alpha Knot Marketing.
Right. My team. So first of all, we have an international team. Mm-hmm. I am in Hong Kong, and my marketing manager, Nicole, she is in Greece. And what's special about her is that she has worked in Facebook headquarters for several years. So she knows the algorithm, the insights of Facebook. So she always shares a lot of insight with me. And this gives us the opportunity to provide best results for our clients with the latest updates of Facebook. And John, our client success manager, he's a college graduate in Philippines, and he's very responsive and attentive. That way we wonderful. Can, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, I just love the way, you know, we bring a lot of different people on for different purposes. Mm-hmm. And we've had other business people. We had actually an intuitive who works in the business arena. And mm-hmm. we also had a woman who practices human design, Erin Claire Jones. And she was on the show. So now you're our third person who's talking about relationships in business. Can you tell us a little bit about the relationships that you have with the practitioners?
You mean with the hypnotist I work mm-hmm. with?
The hypnotherapist, yeah.
Right, the hypnotherapist. We're good friends. We have weekly check-in calls every week. So sometimes we talk about where we went for vacation. Some of them, they would go tell me their stories about skiing with their kids. And it's really fun to talk, to connect with them every week, because I get to know not only how they are like performing in the business, but also like some fun fact that they're facing with in their life. So it's a really fun experience with them.
What's the main thing you want people to know about your work with hypnotherapy? What's the process?
So do you mean what do I want to do? What's my mission to share out message?
Yes.
So a couple of things. I want to share this hypnotherapy as a solution to people who need help with, especially in this time of age where people are really stressed out and have a lot of needs to this therapy. And right. a lot of people are not educated, and they have a lot of misunderstanding about this. So I think that's my mission is.
Wonderful. What is one thing that you'd like for people to know about hypnotherapists and hypnotists?
So I think what differs from hypnotherapy and the common misconception is that people tend to think that it's a hypnotic stage performance, and it's from movies or TV shows, but it is not actually. It's a wonderful experience. I experienced it, and it's actually a lot of techniques are used, and it can solve a lot of things, from quit smoking, emotional pain, anything actually you can think of. Hypnotherapy is a solution. So I hope more people can be aware of this solution and get the help they need.
Yes, I must admit, I am kind of double dipping here in that I am a hypnotic anesthesiologist and a hypnotherapist. So this is something that's so great. And people often ask me, what is hypnosis? And the one thing I tell them is, if you're in a very relaxed state and you can hear the TV in the background, or you hear your phone ringing, you're fully aware of the fact that it's ringing, but you're so comfortable and relaxed that you don't want to get up to answer it. Yes. That's the state that hypnosis takes you to. That's right where you go. You're fully aware of the entire process.
Right.
And I think that allays a lot of people's fears, because a lot of them are afraid because they've seen stage hypnotists. And they assume that everything is like that. But with hypnotherapy, it's just that. It's therapy. So it's a completely different application of hypnosis.
That's right.
It's for healing, not entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you also work with life coaches, correct?
Yes, I have worked with some life coaches.
Good. Do you enjoy that work as well?
Yes, because I personally enjoy a lot of self-growth and self-improvement. So I personally have a lot of life coaches I get help with. And I enjoy it because I think life is a lot of, it's constant learning. So yeah, it's really fun.
That's wonderful. So I have to ask you, how many states in the U.S. have you found hypnotherapists to work with?
That's a good question. I would say like 10 states I found hypnotherapists I've worked with. And in some states, people are really open-minded, and in some states they're not. And then it's a lot of education that needs to be done to the people. And it's, I enjoy the work.
It is wonderful work. Yeah. You're doing a great job, and we thank you so much for the work that you do. If you'll hang on with us for 1 minute, we're just going to break to pay a couple of bills, and we will be right back with Ki Chan and Alpha Nut Marketing. Yay!
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility for Lifted Infused Teas, that is at LFTD Infused Teas, found on Facebook and Instagram. Lifted Infused Teas are amazing. They are created with premium alcohol and cannabis, so you don't have that groggy, hungover feeling the next day. You know what I'm talking about. They come in an array of exotic flavors. 6 with premium alcohol and 6 alcohol-free. Among my favorites are the mango peach and one that was created with me in mind, Tranquilaze. That is at LFTD Infused Teas on Facebook and Instagram. I've got my Tranquilaze. Have you got yours?
It's time for raw nutrition. Non-GMO and organically sourced nutrition made from whole foods and roots, Raw Nutrition has a product for all of your health needs. Bioenergy is a perfect all-in-one supplement for energy, nutrition, immune support, and mental clarity without the gyms to crash. BioEase is perfect for inflammation issues and joint relief. BioFocus is great for mental clarity, focus, and clearing up the brain fog. And Stampedo is great for balancing your hormones, restoring your libido, and naturally increasing your testosterone levels. So don't delay. Try Rawtrition today.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Yarnell, board-certified traditional naturopath. And in today's 60-second health hack, let's talk about so-called natural flavors. There's a huge loophole in our labeling laws that allows companies to group together a bunch of secret chemicals and call them, quote, natural flavors. Food and drink companies like to use these chemicals because they have a long shelf life and produce a standard taste across the product. They don't have to disclose what these flavors are actually made from, but you can bet they are not created from real foods or plants. You may have thought you were making a healthy choice by drinking something containing natural flavors, but these chemicals may in fact be contributing to your own health issues. When I have natural flavors, my eyelids begin to peel. That's a bit extreme, but if you've been struggling to get healthier, avoiding chemicals like these in natural flavors may help. Your best bet is to always choose products that contain real ingredients and not natural flavors or other chemicals. Yours always in health, Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell.
Hello.
Hello.
We are back with Ki Chan of Alpha Nut Marketing. We're so honored and blessed to have you here, sir. And before we let you go, I just wanted to find out if there's anything in particular you'd like to share with our audience about your company and your relationships with the hypnotherapists you work with. I put you right on the spot. Sorry, darling.
No, I would just say it brings me a lot of satisfaction when, because of my effort, that I can connect people who need help with the hypnotherapist and to break free of their issues that has been burdening or they've been struggling for years. And if it's because of me, it makes me so, so happy if I can achieve this with my work. That's all.
That's wonderful. Well, we are so honored and blessed that you were with us today. We've enjoyed you immensely. And check out Alpha Knot Marketing if you're a hypnotherapist or a life coach and you're looking to have a better work relationship. And speaking of, thank you, Ki Chan. It was wonderful to have you on. Yay.
Yay.
And we'll speak with you soon. Take care.
All right. Take care.
And, you know, we're talking about hypnotherapists, and so I'm thinking, let's do a little mini session really quickly here. So I just want you to get comfortable if you're listening. If you're driving, do not do this. You cannot utilize hypnotherapy. Okay, so everyone else, just sit back and get comfortable. We're going to take 10 deep cleansing breaths. Focusing on the sound of my voice, knowing that all other sounds will serve to take you deeper and deeper into relaxation while you breathe, while you breathe. Relaxing your forehead, the muscles in and around your eyes, parting your teeth, allowing your jaw to relax. Relaxing your shoulders and your back, the back of your neck, just letting it go. Allow the pillows to hold your weight and just relax into them now. Moving down your back, across your bum to the back of your thighs, moving down your thighs over the knee and into the heels of your feet, pushing forward and out any remaining tension or stress, allowing it to escape the way steam escapes from a tea kettle on the stove. Moving from your shoulders down to your elbows, past your elbows, into the very tips of your fingers. And just allow any remaining tension or stress to escape the way water escapes from a waterfall or a faucet. It just flows out. As you breathe. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. When I reach the number 1, you will have moved in your mind's eye toward a place that is safe, and you're completely free to relax while we continue today. Ten, going deeper down 9. 8, going deeper down 7. 6, going deeper down 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're there. Taking a moment to notice your special safe place. And find a spot there to relax while we continue today. What we're going to do today is to work with your stressor box. This box may be as small as a ring box or as large as a construction site dumpster. Whatever you need to release your stressors today. There are two features of your unique box, a lock and we'll keep the key here in our safe place because you don't need it. Everything you deposit in spontaneously evaporates. So there's always room for more stuff. I like to line my box with pillows in case I'm throwing some humans in. They land safely and peacefully, and they feel good. Your box may be made of any material that you choose, metal, wood, glass, seashell. I'm going to sit quietly for one moment while you create your box. For one moment of clock time is the equivalent to all the relaxation time that you will need. Very good. Now I'm going to ask you to make a deposit into your box. When you have made your deposit, I'm going to ask you to exhale for me, please, letting me know that you are ready to continue. And let's deposit. Very good. Exhaling, releasing any remaining tension that's attached to that issue. We're going to tie a balloon to our box. And depending on the box size, you'll tie an appropriate size balloon. It could be as large as a hot air balloon or as small as a children's party balloon. Whatever balloon you need to carry your box is the appropriate size for you today. A feature of the balloon is that it has a ribbon, a cord, a rope to match the size for strength. You're going to tie that rope or cord or string around your box now. Very good. And as you do, it begins to rock. It starts to lift off. You begin to feel lighter and freer. So as the box is carried off, moving away from you now, getting a little higher, a little further, you're feeling lighter and freer. Further and further, lighter and freer. Lighter and freer, further and further. Drifting in the sky now. You're feeling so light and so free, you can hardly believe how wonderful it feels. Lighter and freer, and it's drifting out of sight, and you're feeling so light and so free, you can hardly believe it. In fact, much lighter and freer than you felt in quite some time. Very good. Picturing and imagining a white light entering the tips of your toes and moving all the way up your body to the tippy top of your head. Just filling your body with bright white light, radiating out of each pore, this white light creating a bubble. This is your safe, special bubble. It's there to protect you as you move around. And with that in mind, let's begin to climb. One, climbing higher, two. Three, climbing higher, four. Five, climbing higher, six. Seven, 8, 9, 10. You may open your eyes. So that is a taste of what hypnotherapy is like. that's just a basic session to get rid of some stressors. And it's a wonderful tool to use. And it gives you a taste of what we do in hypnotic anesthesiology. And we will be right back. And next up, we have the man himself, the amazing wonder, Lorne Michaels Harris, pulling the trigger on your goals. And he has got a hot topic for us today. Hello, Lorne. How are you, sir?
I'm awesome. Hi, Dr. Tranquility. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Got a little feedback there. Wonderful to see you. So you have a nice hot topic for us today, don't you?
Oh, as always, I have another topic that we're ready to shed a little light on how to pull the trigger so that you can get moving forward. And today's topic is living with an attitude of gratitude.
Yay. Well, I'm going to let you take over and I will hop out.
No worries. I'll see you in just a few minutes. Well, everybody... I'm so happy to be here with you. Lorne Michaels Harris back with another 5 pounds of pressure. How we're going to pull the trigger on your relationship goals, your life fulfillment goals. And today I want to focus on a little something known as living with an attitude of gratitude. So gratitude and living with gratefulness, practicing gratefulness regularly is a really easy way to enhance your own life and the lives of those around you. Now, gratefulness brings happiness, and it has a deep knowing that life is beautiful. You just automatically know it when you live within an attitude of gratitude. So what is gratitude, or what is greatness? When we want to know how to practice gratitude, we can begin by understanding what gratefulness is. Now, being gratitude is a sense of appreciating just how much we truly, truly have. Okay. When we're not taking our blessings for granted, an attitude of gratitude is right within reach. Okay. So a lot of people feel that when a person has a very little, but feels they have so much, that this is gratefulness. And that's true. It's like when a person has only, let's say, a few coins in their pocket and they get a free meal. They just feel grateful automatically. They don't have to practice being grateful in that moment when food somehow appears and they can now fill their stomach. They automatically are full of gratefulness, full of gratitude in the moment. Now, for a person who already has a lot, let's say, it can be a little bit harder to be grateful. Why? Because if your stomach is always full, then when somebody gives you a free meal, it may not mean that much to you. So when we don't take things, you know, with this feeling of gratefulness, which is readily available at any given moment, no matter where you're at, no matter what situation you're in, it is because your proverbial, your spiritual belly, your emotional belly, it's always full. And then somebody gives you a meal and now suddenly it feels so much better to you and for you. So when we don't take things with this feeling of gratefulness, we don't see life as a blessing. It's generally because we have so much and we take it for granted that we are missing contentment. And contentment is one of the greatest things possible. Trust me, there's the bell of purpose. So if someone gives you something and you receive it with gratitude, who's the one who really loses? If you receive it without gratitude, you know, just like take it for granted, blow it off. Who really loses in this picture, you guys? We do, because gratefulness makes us feel beautiful. It's very heartwarming, and it makes everything around you feel better. So how do we go about maintaining an attitude of gratitude? 5 top practices that I find work really well. So here we go. When you first wake up each morning, before you do absolutely anything, right? For at least 30 seconds, do this. Morning contemplation. Number one, remind yourself of just how blessed you truly are. Just remind yourself. Somebody somewhere went to sleep last night at the same time you did, same time I did. But for whatever reason or another, they're not either waking up in the same bed. Maybe their apartment or home caught on fire. They're now in a different bed. They're in a hospital because something happened during the night. Or unfortunately for some people, they're just no longer with us at all. Don't wait to see how you feel that morning, because you're not going to feel good. You're going to feel groggy and tired. So just decide that I'm going to give it everything I've got to make this day a beautiful day. I'm going to be kind to everyone I meet, and I'm going to be gentle and sweet to everyone, even if they hate me. I love my life, and I look forward to today, right? Every day before you get out of bed, remind yourself just like that. It's a great way to start the day to protect against the weeds, also known as negative thoughts, from creeping up and choking out your joy and your happiness. Another thing is to switch off your mind. Gratefulness is of the heart. So anything that helps to switch off your mind will tap you into that gratefulness, which is automatically living within your heart. Okay. Number three, mealtime gratitude practice. One of my favorites. I love mealtime, right? Clearly. So try practicing gratitude at mealtimes. This is an easy way, even if you're eating alone or with someone else, and encourage them to do the same. So just be thankful for everything that you're consuming. Be thankful that your fruit is fresh, that your vegetables are fresh, that your meat is tender, that your dessert is succulent, that you have food at all. Number four, practice kindness and selflessness. When we are kind and we're giving others, this connects to us, and it connects with them, and it connects from heart to heart, person to person. This is a fountain of gratefulness. It truly is. Nobody escapes challenges in life, but as long as there is love in our heart, the challenges become a delight to encounter, and gratefulness now can arise. And number five, finally, find inspiration. To progress in any field you choose, you're going to need some inspiration. So if progress is a car, then inspiration is the wheels. Without the wheels, the car is not going to move forward. So if you're struggling with daily gratitude, find inspiration and anything that makes you feel and truly believe deep down inside that life is worth living.
Thank you, Lauren.
That's it.
So can we apply this to dating and relationships? How would you do that?
How would I do it? Well, first of all, let's say if I was a person who didn't feel I was, I'm never going to be with anyone. I'm never going to this. I'm never going to that. You know, I have to start by being grateful that I like myself. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel that anyone else is going to like me, why is that? Well, maybe if I start to like myself a little bit more, I'll see that I have something likable for other people to stumble across. So gratitude is ground zero. It is the first place for anything good to be able to move forward, to be thankful. You don't want to live your life in two ways. One is living in a land of nothing but surprise. Live in a land of expectancy. Just like if you were to order happiness through Amazon Prime, you'd get a notification that would say it'll be on your doorstep tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Would you be surprised at 6:59 when the doorbell rang and there was a package waiting? Of course not. Why? Because you're not surprised. Because you expected it. So in order to expect happiness and to be grateful, we have to understand that we deserve it. And when we deserve it, we no longer are surprised when we receive it, because we always, always expected it. And another thing is this. If you're finding trouble as far as thinking it's not coming in your direction, then try even harder to send it from your direction. The law of attraction is a real thing. What we bless others with, the manner in which we do that, is the exact manner in which we are going to be blessed in return. So if you're not feeling gratitude, encourage other people to be grateful. Learn from their example. Be grateful when you open your eyes that you have another chance, because as the sun rises, so do all of our hopes and dreams. And as the sun moves across the sky, so will we. The day is in front of us to let us know there's still work to be done. There's still blessings to be had. And the best way to start any day is with gratitude.
Thank you, sir. I'm grateful for you.
And vice versa. And all of you guys, too.
Yes, we are very grateful for all of you.
Absolutely.
So, Lauren, stay that way. Harris, thank you very much for joining us
today. My pleasure.
Wonderful advice as always, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks. Bye, everybody. Bye. Be blessed.
That was Lauren Michaels Harris. I want to take a moment now to tell you a bit about a friend of mine. I'm trying to bring her up. And a friend of mine who has a wonderful retreat. She's raising money for children in an orphanage and doing in South America and doing some amazing things. You can find, her name is Abby Gooch, and you can find all about Abby and the retreat if you want to do some good work or a good deed and just contribute. It's at oneheartglobal.co. That's oneheartglobal.co. Her name is Abby, A-B-B-E-Y, Gooch, G-O-O-C-H. And check that out because it's coming up very soon, and you're not going to want to miss it. So I'm just so honored and blessed that you could be with us tonight. It was a great show. It was kind of a special edition since we talked about relationships of all kinds. And we had wonderful guests. Camille Hayes, as always, 212 Connections. Lauren Michaels Harris, as always, pulling the trigger on your goals. And our special guest tonight was Key Chan of Alpha Knot Marketing. I look forward to seeing you next week when we're going to talk about dating during the pandemic. And I will see you then. Take care and have a good week.